Hello there and welcome to the big day. It's Gary Zimek. Today is Consecration Day. How cool is that? Thank you for journeying with me for the past 33 days as we have prepared for total consecration to Jesus through Mary. You only have 15 minutes today, so I'm going to get right to it. Let's begin by asking our Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Please, dear Lord, help us as we make our total consecrations, as we consecrate our lives, Lord Jesus, to you through the Blessed Mother. Please guide us. Please help us. Please love your mother. Help us love your mother more, and help us to be able to hear and see her influence in our lives. And we ask this to you, Jesus. We ask this in union with your Heavenly Father and the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Quickly, before we read the prayer, and then what I'd like to do is give you some insights as to what do you do now that you made your total consecration. It's a very common question. I'm going to get to that. As I told you on the program yesterday, due to some burnout and traveling and trying to go in a lot of different directions, I'm going to take a few days off and try to decide what it is that I'm going to be doing with this program. So you might get a program later in the week after today. I ask you to pray for me. I ask you to pray that my mind will be open to do God's will in my life. I ask you to consider making a donation. You can do that by going to followingthetruth.com, and I ask you to consider or to send me an email if you want, gary@followingthetruth.com. Let me know what I should do. Honestly, I don't know what to do. And as I told you, unfortunately, there are expenses in life. It just comes down to that. When I've been doing full-time ministry for close to 6 years, the bank accounts are drained. I don't have many places to turn. I've got my morning radio show. I've got to focus on that. I do some speaking work. But other than that, I'm doing a little of this, little of that. I'm depending on your donations, your support to go forward. So I've got to cut something out because I'm literally burned out because I'm going in so many directions. I'm going to let the Lord speak to me personally through you, however he wants. But that's why I want to let you know that I want your opinion. I want to know what you think, and your donations, your emails, everything will be taken into consideration. Obviously, I want you to know I care. I do care a lot about you. That's why I do what I do, and I've done it for so long to the best of my ability. Anyway, that's coming up, so don't panic when I am not around for a few days. I haven't decided when I will come. I will come back at some point. It'll probably be this week sometime, but hang in there. I'm praying for you. You are about to make total consecration. So let's do it. Let us together read the consecration prayer. We're going to consecrate ourselves right now. If you want to print it out and do it at Mass, that would be even better. But I want to do it on the radio with you now. Here we go. Consecration of oneself to Jesus Christ, wisdom incarnate, through the hands of Mary. By the way, this can be found on my website. I should have said that. Followingthetruth.com. If you go to the blog, this prayer is there. It's the first entry on the blog. Eternal and incarnate wisdom, most lovable and adorable Jesus, true God and true man, only Son of the Eternal Father, and of Mary always Virgin, I adore you profoundly, dwelling in the splendor of your Father from all eternity, and in the virginal womb of Mary, your most worthy mother, at the time of your incarnation. I thank you for having emptied yourself in assuming the condition of a slave to set me free from the cruel slavery of the evil one. I praise and glorify you for having willingly chosen to obey Mary, your holy mother, in all things, so that through her I may be your faithful slave of love. But I must confess that I have not kept the vows and the promises which I made to you so solemnly at my baptism. I have not fulfilled my obligations, and I do not deserve to be called your child or even your slave, since I cannot lay claim to anything except what merits your rejection and displeasure. I dare no longer approach the holiness of your majesty on my own. That is why I turn to the intercession and the mercy of your holy mother, whom you yourself have given me to mediate with you. Through her, I hope to obtain from you contrition and pardon for my sins, and that wisdom whom I desire to dwell in me always. I turn to you then, Mary Immaculate, living tabernacle of God, in whom eternal wisdom willed to receive the adoration of both men and angels. I greet you as Queen of heaven and earth, for all that is under God has been made subject to your sovereignty. I call upon you, the unfailing refuge of sinners, confident in your mercy that has never forsaken anyone. Grant my desire for divine wisdom, and in support of my petition, accept the promises and the offering of myself, which I now make, conscious of my unworthiness. Now for this next part, after I say I'm going to pause. That's where we each say our own name. I, an unfaithful sinner, renew and ratify today through you my baptismal promises. I renounce forever Satan, his empty promises, and his evil designs. And I give myself completely to Jesus Christ, the incarnate wisdom, to carry my cross after him for the rest of my life, and to be more faithful to him than I have been till now. This day, with the whole court of heaven as my witness, I choose you, Mary, as my mother and queen. I surrender and I consecrate myself to you, body and soul, as your slave, with all that I possess, both spiritual and material, even including the value of all my good actions, past, present, and to come. I give you the full right to dispose of me and all that belongs to me, without any reservations, in whatever way you please, for the greater glory of God in time and throughout eternity. Accept, gracious Virgin, this little offering of my slavery, to honor and imitate the obedience which eternal wisdom willingly chose to have towards you, his mother. I wish to acknowledge the authority which both of you have over this pitiful sinner. By it, I wish also to thank God for the privileges bestowed on you by the Blessed Trinity. I declare that for the future, I will try to honor and obey you in all things as your true slave of love. O admirable mother, present me to your dear son as his slave, now and always, so that he who redeemed me through you will now receive me through you. Mother of mercy, grant me the favor of obtaining the true wisdom of God, and so make me one of those whom you love, teach, and guide, whom you nourish and protect as your children and slaves. Virgin most faithful, make me in everything so committed a disciple, imitator, and slave of Jesus your Son, incarnate wisdom, that I may become, through your intercession and example, fully mature with the fullness with Jesus possessed on earth and with the fullness of his glory in heaven. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, if you didn't do it at church, or if you don't plan to do it at church, we just did it there. Don't expect necessarily to feel anything, but what you did is you just gave the Blessed Mother permission to work in your life. You gave her permission to work in your life and to turn you into a saint. Now, let me quickly read some of the thoughts from Father Michael Gately about what we just did and what we do going forward. How should we live out our consecration? What kind of Marian attitude should we have? This is difficult to explain fully, and it will vary from person to person. St. Louis de Montfort says that it's not enough to give ourselves to Mary just once and then be on our way. He believes we need to enter into the spirit of consecration, which requires an interior dependence on Mary. In other words, he explains that we should do everything with Mary, in Mary, through Mary, and for Mary, so as to do it all the more perfectly with Jesus, in Jesus, through Jesus, and for Jesus. De Montfort hones in especially on the with Mary idea and describes it using language that St. Maximilian Kolbe will later adopt. The essential practice of this devotion is to perform all of our actions with Mary. We must have habitual recourse to Our Lady, becoming one with her and adopting her intentions. In other words, we must become an instrument in Mary's hands for her to act in us and do with us what she pleases. For the greater glory of her Son, and through Jesus for the greater glory of the Father. In this way, we pursue our interior life and make spiritual progress only in dependence on Mary. So, in other words, we want to do everything with the Blessed Mother. We want to it's probably a good idea to talk to her. If you're able to pray the rosary. Now, this is not strictly necessary, but it's highly recommended. I mean, now you've given Mary permission to work in your life in a big way. You've given her your entire life, and you're saying, Mary, I'm going to trust you to take me to Jesus. As a result, it's a good idea to get to know her. You do not always have to go to Mary in prayer. That question comes up a lot, and I want to talk about that. You can pray directly, and you should pray directly to Jesus. You can pray directly to your Heavenly Father. You can talk to the Holy Spirit. Just know, think of it this way. Every time you turn to Jesus, Mary's with you. Picture it that way. She wants you to talk to Jesus. So please don't think I always have to say Hail Mary as I can't say any other prayers like the Our Father. Absolutely not. Mary is with you. Talk to the Lord every day. You'll probably find yourself wanting to talk to the Lord more. That's because Mary is taking you to him and say, talk to my son. So you can pray for any intentions you want. You can still pray for the needs of your loved ones, your relatives, whoever you want. But just know that by consecrating your life to Jesus through Mary, you're giving her the ultimate final say in that prayer. You're praying for your Uncle Louis. And if there's somebody, and I don't remember if we used this analogy before, but Father Gately mentions it in his book, that if there's a man in China who is about to lose his soul, it's possible that the Blessed Mother might redistribute some of your prayers for that soul that you don't even know about. But in the meantime, Uncle Louis gets covered because she has multiplied your prayer. So that's, you know, we're going to just have to believe this. And hopefully studying her life and studying the life of Jesus, how he submitted to her presence in sacred scripture, all these things, you put them together, and hopefully you come up with a comfort level that you're ready to trust the Blessed Mother. And that's really what it comes down to. This is trust. Faith requires trust, right? And we have to make that commitment. So don't feel that you've got to always talk to Mary before you talk to Jesus. It's happening. She is with you. Once you get her involved in your life, she is with you. She's operating behind the scenes. And every time you talk to Jesus, she will be with you. But absolutely, you can talk to Jesus directly, and she wants you to do that. I mean, that's really all I have to say about this, other than it's going to be really good. Give it a little time to work in your life. For whatever reason, if you absolutely regret doing this total consecration, you can always rescind it. And how do you do that? You do it by saying to the Lord, Lord, I changed my mind. Take this back. I strongly encourage you not to do that. I don't see any downside of going ahead with total consecration. But I just want you to know that opportunity is there. So as we draw to the, you know, it's always sad for me. I go through these consecrations again. This is the seventh one I did. I grow close to all the people. I encourage you to continue to come back each year. God willing, I'll be here. I mean, who knows? I plan to do it again. I encourage you to come back. We can do it on the program like this. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. And you are very special to me. You know, I don't want you to think that you're not. I don't want you to think that because I'm asking for these donations and because I'm saying, I might have to, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with the program. I've said this before, and I'm still here. So, you know, I'm going to do what the Lord tells me to do. And a lot of times he speaks through you. That's why I put it out there and let you know what we're dealing with. So you're going to have the final say. Again, if you want to send a donation my way, it is desperately needed. It involves, you know, it's going to influence whether I stick around. And there's no pressure. If you can't do it, I don't want you to use money you don't have. I mean, God doesn't want you to do that. But if you're able to do it, if you know somebody who's able to help out, or if you want to shoot me some prayers, I definitely need those too. It's been a privilege to be able to do this total consecration with you. It's weird ending because I literally pour my heart and soul into this every year. It's just incredible. You go through this and you remember, wow, I love this. I love doing this. I love the Blessed Mother. I see her power. That's why it's important to renew this every year. As the way St. Louis set this up, we look at our sinfulness. We spend a week ridding ourselves of the spirit of the world. And you start to realize that the world really does influence me. And I need a lot of work. I need a lot of help. And now, you know, the Blessed Mother has your permission to go to work in your life. Hopefully you went to confession. If not, make it a point to do so as soon as you can. It's really going to make all the difference. If you have questions, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. Today is Saturday, so right now I am either on my way or in Fargo, North Dakota. I'm doing a 3-day parish mission there. Keep me in your prayers. Remember, check me out on Spirit of the Morning on Holy Spirit Radio in Philadelphia. And also, there's the Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled podcast. That is definitely continuing because I've got subscribers to that, and I need to fulfill my obligation there. So if you're a worrier, you know somebody who is, you can check me out there. The main place to go, followingthetruth.com. Followingthetruth.com is the place to find out about all of my resources and contact me. You can get in touch with me there. Again, this has been a great privilege to be able to be with you here on the radio program to do this total consecration for the 7th consecutive year. I can't wait to see what the Blessed Mother is going to be doing in your life. It's going to be good. God bless you. I'll be praying for you. Please keep me in your prayers as well, and pray for everybody who's doing total consecration. My final word to you on this, your total consecration day, congratulations. God bless you. I love you. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.